Good morning. It's 6:45. Rock, Hunter.
Is there boy bands still? Is there any boy bands?
Yeah. I mean, you got like the Jonas Brothers and One Direction and other things
like that. Kids nowadays do know what boy bands are and what that the whole thing entails.
Yeah, you still got all the teen heartthrobs and everything like that. I think our boy bands were better in the 90s and early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. Yep. That was the prime time boy bands, all right? When I think of boy bands, which I do quite a bit, that's what always comes to mind.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's craziness.
Don't act like if you had the chance to
meet... They don't even know each other. They were put together by some...
Don't act like the Hunter. If you go back to you like 2002, 2003, some agent comes up like, you'd be perfect for a boy band. We want you to join.
100%.
100%.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I will.
Give me that microphone.
I already had the frosted tips and the tight pop collar shirt. Mm-hmm. I was ready for it, okay?
Can you teach me how to dance? Yes. Yeah. All right, let's go.
No, because you don't even need to be that good of a dancer, because look at some of the guys they had in these boy bands. It's like, how did you make it? Like, I'm better looking than
you. They were pretty simple, simple routines. You know, it's something like you could do in like a middle school talent show. Yeah.
I was ready, man. I was ready. I would have been there, puka shell necklace and all.
I was a cow kid in motion, Brock. I was on my way.
You were in the boy band in training? Is that what it was?
No, it was a lip singing country band in fifth grade.
Yeah,
we went to Nashville. I'm serious. We went to Nashville. We were on state. We killed it.
Actually, you just brought up something. Why was there ever a country boy band?
Country boy? I don't know.
I gotta look
this up.
Why
is that? Actually, should we? It's another brilliant idea, Brock.
Country boy bands. Country boy bands.
If you want to kick your own ass later on in life, join one of those bands.
Let's see. No, there wasn't anything. Are there any country boy bands? You got like King Calloway is a new boy band.
You can only have so much of him. You can't like have five of them going here.
Cletus, take over. I love my baby.
Down the road in my truck with my dog.
My dog's in my passenger seat.
A bottle of whiskey in my boots. God, okay, we get it. You're painting the picture. It's like an old Dodge commercial.
Their first hit single, Boot Scootin' Boogie to My Heart. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm scootin' boogie.
You boot scootin' to my heart.
Who was the first guy to start singing and was like, you know, I'm going to start singing?
You probably got to go way back to...
What are you doing? That's not how you sing.
I can't think of his name right now. Hey, good looking. Why can't I think of his name right now?
Drinking whiskey.
Drinking whiskey with my dog. My dog's
got my dog in my lap and my boots on.
There's ever a song. What's that? My dog died, my truck broke, stuck behind a soap bloke. Anyway, in my truck. All right, enough of that. What are we doing? Let's go on. We got rock news and rock history to do. Dear God.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Ooh. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of and back on the road.
Is that the email you just got of us getting fired?
Yeah, it's like, stop it right now, for God's sakes. Anyway, go see him, AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Well, Styx and cruise ships seem to be a good combination. It was on a cruise ship in 2015 that Tommy Shaw was noodling on his guitar and came up with what turned into the song Mission to Mars. That inspired him to keep writing, and that led to 2017's The Mission, the first Styx album of original material in 14 years. Mark said fired over boy bands. That's what it is. That's what we got right there.
Turn that off.
Ironically, while on the Rock Legends cruise a few weeks ago, the Muse paid a visit to Shaw's stateroom.
I was just practicing, and I came up with this thing, and was like, So I refined it a little bit and listened to it. Then I went, okay, I'll do a harmony part to it, and it had some effects on it. It was very deja vu. So next thing you know, you're making an album in your head. So it's just a short leap to get in the studio and start putting it together.
Styx has released two albums in the last 5 years, with the last one being 2021's Crash of the Crown. Styx have a busy year ahead of them. Another round of shows starting March 16th in New York City, followed by a summer tour with REO Speedwagon and Loverboy. Heyo! That'll be coming up as well later on in the year. So
nice.
Yeah, I like it, man. Anytime we get new Styx, I'll take it. I'll take it for sure.
Do a cruise ship? Would you ever play? If you were in a band, would you do the whole cruise ship thing?
I think so. It'd be kind of nice because it's probably a pretty easy setup. You got a lot of lounge time, right?
Getting some really good meals every night, too.
A bunch of ass running around that cruise. A bunch of old, middle-aged ass. A bunch of cougars on that cruise ship.
You've never been on a cruise ship, Brock.
Yeah, right there.
95% of them are.
Yeah, fantastic.
Bunch look like they came from the sea.
And take you up to the top deck, if you know what I'm saying. I think it'd be nice because it's the travel that's the hard part, getting on the tour bus, you know, going to there. It's all right there. So I like it. Anyway, well, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
All right, I do have two of them. And the only reason I'm saying this one, you'll see here in a second. So the first one, which is not rock history really at all. 1928, Paul Whitman and his orchestra recorded Old Man River.
Hey, Old Man River, zip it or I'll break your hip.
That's the only reason I said that one. Just because I wanted to play it as soon as I saw that.
Hey, Old Man River, zip it or I'll break your hip.
So that's not the important one, all right? But I wanted to play.
Five-year plan, bro. You're a five-year
what is
plan.
It? Don't die? But no, really, though, big day on this day, 1973, Pink Floyd released Dark Side of the Moon.
And everybody tripped balls and just they lost their mind.
Just drop some acid, put it on as soon as the lion roars with.
Dude, what an awesome album.
Yeah, it is a killer album. Yeah. Just conceptually, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. Takes you on a journey. You're on a journey, man. Anyway, so there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR.
Hey, Old Man River.
All right. We'll be back.